This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Grand Kaduma gets a thumbs up from influencers and visitors as the Ministry of Tourism gears up for Cropover 2023. Two bodies found in Long Beach Christchurch have been identified. Meanwhile, residents there say they are concerned about gun activity on the island. The last U.S. ambassador to Trinidad has died, and China summons U.S. ambassador to Beijing. That's over the recent Nancy Pelosi visit to Taiwan. Good morning. With the details, I am Cashy Brown. Social media influencers and the international community have reported a fantastic time at Grand Kaduma 2022 on Monday. Minister of Tourism and International Transport Senator Lisa Cummings told Starcom Network News that many of the people she interacted with were happy with the activities there and they had a full experience.
Many of them have never been to Cropover before. Some of them had been here before the pandemic, and so they were quite excited to be back. So as you would imagine, there were two very different experiences, those who had come before and those who were experiencing for the first time. But for all time, every single report, it has been fantastic. And so many of the travel writers will be going back. Tomorrow is the final day. They're going to be leaving today. They're going to take in. So they've had a full experience here in Barbados. And so the reports on the road yesterday from everybody that I interacted with were fantastic.
Senator Cummings congratulated the National Cultural Foundation for their work organizing Grand Kaduma activities. She said while she did not receive any negative feedback about the new route, the jury is still out.
There are always going to be differing perspectives on whether the route was successful or not, but I won't attempt to prejudge what the outcomes will be. We will be guided, of course, by the decisions of the NCF along with the masquerade bands, who ultimately made this year's decision on recommendation from the band, and we will promote whichever route we go with, whether we go back to Spring Garden, the original route, or we stay on this route or a modified route. I think the key thing here is that we have never marketed, certainly from tourism, when we look back at the marketing campaigns, Barbados has never marketed a route that has been customary. What we have marketed is a festival. And so wherever the festival is, we will be marketing that. And by all indications, people are loving Cropover being back again on the calendar.
Meanwhile, the senator stated that because restrictions were lifted a bit late due to several factors, the turnout for Cropover 2022 was not what it could have been. However, they anticipate a great festival next year. She said her ministry intends to promote Cropover 2023 throughout the year to give people the chance to plan ahead, while the tourism ministry puts all measures in place to ensure a bigger event next year.
For the entire year, from now until the beginning of the season, you will see Barbados marketing. Follow us to Cropover 2023, and all of our international source markets have already begun that. Social media influencers on all of their pages have already begun that. And so we have started to put out a lot of the content from this year's Cropover on the road live, saying to people, make sure that you are here in Barbados in 2023 for this festival, because this is what is on offer, and they are having the time of their lives, and they want everybody else to come with them. So that's a year's worth of marketing that we will put into it, along with all of the logistical support and negotiations with airlines to ensure we have adequate airlifts, and we want to encourage people to plan early.
That's Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Senator Lisa Cummings. Police have identified the bodies of the two men who were found at Long Beach Christchurch yesterday. The two men were identified by family members as 22-year-old Loris Malik Rashid Gittins of 10B Bottom Close, Wildey, St. Michael, and 27-year-old Michael Keenan Blackett of Block 2C, Flat Rock, St. George. When Starcom Network News visited the area, Police Public Affairs and Communication Officer Inspector Rodney Innes indicated that investigations are ongoing.
We are at the scene here in Long Beach, Christchurch, after we received a report from caller to our operations control room. That was around 11:15, being Tuesday the 2nd of August. That caller reported that he had come across the lifeless bodies of two young male in the bushy area along the beach. Police from the Oil Sands Police Station responded. Yes, we can confirm the deaths of the two young males, which we are obviously treating as unnatural.
Meanwhile, a Long Beach resident is concerned about gun activity in his area after those two bodies were discovered. Resident Brian Thomas says that the condition of the bodies discovered yesterday raises safety concerns.
I assume it's drugs because I've had it happen before where there's a lot of activities, guns going on, and people run through my yard because down the back there's a vacant, like apartments, that always there's activity there. So that is a problem. So it's happened before. I don't think they'll be targeting me, but I could get hit in the crossfire. I used to go in the morning at 4. When I go 4 and 5 in the morning, there's nobody. And I do that on my off season. I go every day 4 to 5. It's very spiritual. And I've never really fucked up in any situation.
That's Long Beach resident Brian Talmer. The head of the Juvenile Liaison Scheme is calling for a parenting skills program in Barbados. Sergeant Hallam Jemmett, speaking on Paradox's Pause for Parenting program, says he wants to see a program that will help parents to work with the individual needs of their children to raise and correct them in a healthy manner.
To my mind right now, I will have to shape that. But basically, what we found is that a lot of parents, they know what they want to do or what they should do, but sometimes the structured environment in terms of learning or constant reminders help them to be able to work better with the children. So a program that caters strictly for parents.
Sergeant Gemma says too often parents resort to the traditional Caribbean ways of discipline and interaction with their children, which is often counterproductive.
If you are paying attention and learning your child and how your child responds, then you have an avenue now to help to train your child in a particular way in terms of how you would want them to behave.
The United States Embassy confirmed that the country's last ambassador to Trinidad and Tobago, Joseph Mondello, has died at the age of 84. In a statement, the embassy said Mondello, who served there from 2018 to 2021, died on Monday. He had been appointed by the Donald Trump administration, and since his departure, the embassy had been run by Chargé d'Affaires Shante Moore, who thanked the diplomat for hiring him to serve as his deputy chief of mission, which eventually afforded him the opportunity to serve as Chargé d'Affaires. Acting Deputy Chief of Mission Cindy Dioff said Mondello loved and respected the people of Trinidad and Tobago and was proud to serve his country. And China's foreign ministry has summoned the U.S. ambassador to Beijing, Nicholas Burns, to protest against Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan. The Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Xi Feng said the nature of Pelosi's visit was vicious and warned of grave consequences. He said China would not sit idly by. Pelosi, who arrived in Taiwan late on Tuesday, is expected to hold meetings with the president and parliament. She said she wanted to honor Americans' unwavering commitment to supporting Taiwan's vibrant democracy. Recapping the headlines. Grand Kaduman gets the thumbs up from influencers and visitors as the Ministry of Tourism gears up for Cropover 2023. Two bodies found in Long Beach Christchurch have been identified, and residents there say they are concerned about gun activity. The last U.S. ambassador to Trinidad has died. And China summoned the U.S. ambassador to Beijing over the Nancy Pelosi visit to Taiwan. Well, that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Your next newscast comes your way at 8:30. I'm Cashy Brown. Good morning.